Hello, this is Jesse Liberty, and this is yet another podcast. Today I have Pierce Bogan, who works as an evangelist at Xamarin and who can be followed on Twitter at Pierce Bogan, PIERCEBOGGAN. Pierce, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And I'm glad to have you on. Are you the newest evangelist hire at Xamarin?
I am the newest evangelist hire. So I've actually been working at Xamarin for 3 years now. So when I first started, Xamarin was a fairly new company. It was 2012. So I've actually been working at Xamarin for a while now, but I was in school. So I was interning with Xamarin actually for the past 3 years, and I just recently graduated. So I came on full time to the evangelism team to help out with them.
That sounds like a tremendous opportunity. How did you convince your school to let you intern at the same place for 3 years?
It was difficult because the schools obviously try and push you into new opportunities and that sort of thing. But one big benefit that I had, because I didn't go through my school's co-op program, and I know a lot of universities offer like a dedicated internship and co-op programs, was that I had a lot of flexibility and I could really dictate where I wanted to go on my internship path. And obviously after my first internship, I was like, man, I really love Xamarin. I mean, there's really no reason to try. If you know something's working, you could try something else out, but I knew Xamarin was the perfect fit for me. So for me, it wasn't really, oh, I need to go try out all these different other companies. I knew Xamarin was the fit right away. So there's really no need for me to tinker and try other companies and that sort of thing. Now, that's not to say that my role hasn't evolved, even while I was an intern at Xamarin. When I first started at Xamarin in 2012, I actually worked on the support team. So my role has completely shifted from when I started 3 years ago to today. So that's not to say, like, obviously, like I said, just because I stayed at Xamarin for 3 years doesn't mean my role didn't evolve. It did, which was something that I'm definitely very grateful for, to be on the evangelism team now. But yeah, so I'm happy to be at Xamarin and excited to be a part of the evangelism team.
That's great. Now, do you have a specific focus on the evangelism team?
I do. I do a lot with students. So I run our student program here at Xamarin. So actually, all students get Xamarin for free. So if you're a student currently pursuing a degree at even a high school or maybe you go to university or college, you can actually get Xamarin completely for free, which is pretty awesome.
Let me just run that again. Any student can get Xamarin for free.
Any student.
And what about their professors?
Their professors as well. So we have several different programs that are focused at students and educators. So we have Xamarin for Students, which is really focused around the actual students. So getting mobile development in C# into the hands of students all over the world. So we actually have Microsoft DreamSpark integration. So you can get started if you're a student with Xamarin in just a few clicks. So it's really, really easy to get started. And when I was a student, that's actually how I got into Xamarin. I was playing around. I didn't really want to mess around with Objective-C or Java or any of that, but I still wanted to build awesome iOS and Android apps. And the really cool thing about Xamarin for Students is you're really busy all the time as a student, right? You have classes, you have projects, you have so many things going on. And I think it's a little overwhelming when you have to learn all these new languages in addition to the new APIs, right? Because at university, you're pretty much only building console apps. So even building a user interface is new to you. I think one of the really cool things about Xamarin, especially for students, is you can really focus on learning all the platform-specific APIs without having to learn a new language. Because most universities, right? They teach Java or some other object-oriented language that's super similar to C#. So it's really easy for students to move over and get started with C#. And we'll get you up and running with Xamarin subscriptions, some teaching materials to help you get started, and even some complimentary Xamarin test cloud hours. So we have a pretty expansive program for both students and educators here at Xamarin.
Great. Is there a website people need to go to?
Sure. And so you can find out all of our information about our student programs at xamarin.com/student. So all of our student information is listed there. We also have a program focused just around the actual students at these universities. So we have all these awesome students all over the world who are getting Xamarin. And I'm sure you've heard of the Microsoft Student Partner Program. So we have something similar called the Xamarin Student Partner Program. And so Xamarin Student Partners are just students across the globe who help us to spread native mobile development in C#. And basically what they do is they help their fellow students get up and running with mobile development. So they hold workshops, events, that sort of thing on their campus. Because I know the hardest thing with any new technology is just getting started. And that's especially true if you're a student. So these Xamarin Student Partners are all over the world, on campuses all over the world, and they're helping students get started with native mobile development, which is awesome because I know when I was at university, and even this is even true today, academia is a little bit behind the actual real world, even though because technology is moving so quickly, they can't keep up. So many of the classes, actually, you don't even learn anything relating to mobile development. In a lot of classes, you don't even learn anything that you could use in mobile development. You're building, you're using languages that were invented 35 or 40 years ago that you probably wouldn't be hired to actually write with. So you can get to senior year and you've never actually built anything that would go into production anywhere. Like you built a console app, maybe a small console-based game, but that's about it. So I think Xamarin Student Partners are really cool because they can help fill that void at all these universities and they can say, okay, we can help you get started with native mobile development for iOS and Android. Because I know students want to get started building iOS and Android apps. And I know the cool thing about it, for me at least, when I was a student, was there's something really cool in being able to walk around with a phone in your pocket, pull it out and say, hey, I made this app or I made this game. There's something just really cool about that. That's not necessarily the case when you're building console apps or apps for the desktop. So I think that Xamarin and students are a match made in heaven. And especially when you integrate this in with Microsoft DreamSpark, right? Because DreamSpark is going to give students access to Visual Studio and Windows and all of the Microsoft tooling that a lot of the universities already use. So you can use Visual Studio and Xamarin as a student. And when you graduate, heck, you're set. You're going to have jobs lined up for you all over the place because you have experience with both Visual Studio and mobile development with Xamarin.
And many students are on OS X, and of course you can use Xamarin Studio comfortably on the Mac as well. So you've got them covered either way.
That's right. Mac or Windows, wherever you are, you can get started with native mobile development if you're a student completely for free.
Okay, let me switch subjects on you. I know that you're involved with or responsible for a software project called Moments. Do I have that right?
You have that right. So I wrote a app. So Xamarin Forms is a library Xamarin Forms is really like a framework. It's more than that. But it allows you to build cross-platform native UIs for iOS, Android, and Windows from a single shared code base. So that came out last year, last May, I believe. And we recently announced Xamarin Forms 2.0 in November 2015 as well. But when Xamarin Forms first came out, I was like, I need to build something awesome with this. And for me, something awesome meant something like Snapchat. So I don't know if you've ever used Snapchat, but Snapchat's just an app. It's just a messaging app. And all you can do is send pictures. And they destroy anywhere from 1 to 10 seconds after they've been read. So you can take a selfie, you can add some text, maybe add some filters, that sort of thing. And you send them to your friends. And that's how I communicate with a lot of my friends. And so I wanted to build a similar experience, except with Xamarin Forms. So Moments is a Snapchat clone built with Xamarin Forms and Microsoft Azure.
Tell me about building it with Forms.
So Xamarin Forms was awesome because I actually saved tons of time building this application because I was able to share over 85% of my code across iOS and Android, which was huge. So Xamarin Forms actually also allows you to take advantage of all the native APIs, native SDKs. So you're not limited when you use Xamarin Forms. You can still take advantage of all that stuff. So in situations like a friends list view, a moments list view, that sort of thing, those are things that are going to be universal across iOS and Android, I don't really need to tweak that too much. So I can use Xamarin Forms, which is going to render a native control on iOS and Android for me. And I didn't really need much customization beyond that. But say for something like a live preview of the camera inside the app. That's a functionality that's outside of Xamarin Forms forte. But with Xamarin Forms, you can use these things called custom renders, and you can actually bring in those native APIs and SDKs into your application and render them in your Xamarin Forms application. So for instance, Moments, all the application is written using Xamarin Forms except the actual live preview of the camera. So I have a Xamarin Forms app sharing over 85% of my code over iOS and Android, and the only custom render that I had to write was a page render that actually just shows the camera live from my device, either the front or back facing camera, and you can take pictures and you can send them to your friends. So that was the only thing that I had to write using the platform specific APIs. So Moments is a really great example of what you can do with Xamarin Forms in that way.
And is this available in the store or is this available on Xamarin?
This is available on GitHub, so it's completely open source. So you can dive into the code, see exactly how I built this. So it's available on GitHub at github.com/PierceBogan/Moments.
Great. We'll put a link to that and a link to the student program on the page for this show.
Awesome. And as I mentioned, Moments also uses Microsoft Azure as the backend. So it uses Xamarin Forms for the native iOS and Android applications, and use Microsoft Azure on the backend. So Moments is also a great example of how to interact with what was called at the time Azure Mobile Services, as well as Azure Storage. So it uses Azure Mobile Services, now Azure App Service, to manage all the accounts, friends, that sort of thing. And then it actually uses Azure Storage to actually store the photos. And so after someone views the photo, it's actually deleted from Azure Storage. So it shows Moments is not only a great example of a client-side application with Xamarin Forms, but it's also a great example of how to integrate in Microsoft Azure with App Service and Azure Storage as well.
Now, you said formerly known as Azure Mobile Services.
Yeah, that's right. They seem to keep rebranding Azure Mobile Services. So Azure Mobile Services is still around. It's just a collection of things that Microsoft has put together that make building a backend for your mobile app easy. So it's really easy data storage, really easy authentication, push notifications, that sort of thing. And so they've just rebranded that into Azure App Service and added a few new features along the way.
Got it. So what else should we know about the work you're doing? How much are you traveling?
I'm actually not traveling that much. So I'm based out of the Boston office. I'm from Alabama, so it's been a huge adjustment moving up to Boston. Bet. I didn't live in a city before. I lived in the suburbs. The suburbs in Alabama are even more rural than the suburbs, obviously, in Boston. So that's been a huge life change. But I'm based out of the Boston office, and I don't actually travel that much. So you may know James Montemagno or Mike James. They're traveling all over the place to all these different conferences. I'm actually just centered in Boston. I stay here most of the time. I run a local user group, Boston Mobile C# Developer Group. And I focus mainly around writing awesome samples like Moments and writing cool stuff for the blog as well. So you can follow the blog at blog.xamarin.com. So we're constantly publishing new material to this website so that you can stay up to date with the latest in mobile development with Xamarin.